finally here, the first episode of Perfectionist. So as a perfectionist myself, this podcast aims to break down the barriers between perfectionism and reality, and just sort of discuss what does it mean to be perfect? Is there actual, you know, is there an actual definition of being perfect? Spoiler, I don't think there is. I just thought I'd introduce myself a little bit. So I am Emily. As I said earlier, I just want it to be sort of an open conversation about sort of breaking into a professional industry. You know, I've just graduated uni. I'm going on to do a master's, sure, but it's still terrifying. And it's just a chance for myself and others to just sort of share their experiences, even as professionals, on their experience. I feel like throughout life, it's just a constant learning experience. Nobody is ever perfect, ever. Even like Beyonce, right? Everyone thinks she's perfect. Every day she's probably thinking like, why can't I be perfect? It's just a human thing, it's human nature. So after that long introduction, I guess I just want to talk about why I bought a mic in the first place. For years, I've wanted to do music production and like write songs and all that. It's really hard to write a song, hence why about 2 years ago, I sort of came up with this idea to just do a podcast. Obviously, I know sort of everyone's doing them, but you know, it's about enjoying yourself and like, this is fun. So why would I not do it? So last year, you know, in the sort of the midst of the pandemic, myself and my two best friends, I'm not going to name drop them in case they don't want me to. We actually decided to start a podcast, we got it set up and everything, but never actually managed to record the official first sort of episode. It's actually really hard to record over the internet, and it's just so hard to find the time for three of us to be, well, free. So hence why Perfectionist was born, especially now that I'm in the place, both physically, you know, with what finishing uni, and mentally, I'm not tired from doing uni all the time at the moment, where I could do a podcast. So welcome again to Perfectionist. So what does it mean to be perfect? Well, that question probably has a lot of answers. Everybody probably has a different one, but one thing I've noticed is that if you ask anyone that, they probably don't have a definitive answer, because there is no definition. It is different for everyone. And I, as a perfectionist, I'm really bad at, you know, thinking about the things I can't do. Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? I compare myself to other people. I know everyone's always done it. You know, my mum's done it. My grandma's done it. But I feel like, especially in this sort of generation, it's so hard to work out what we want to do next, you know? Like, even, like, money is our biggest drive, unfortunately, because we need it to survive, you know? Housing situations aren't great. We're always broke, yet we're always spending money on, like, coffees and concerts and just feeding into capitalism. But, you know, that's a story for another time. So I guess I just wanted to talk about not what I can't do, but instead of like what I can do. So I don't know. It's like I mentioned earlier, I wanted to be able to produce music and record music and write songs. So no, I haven't got around to that yet, but I always have that mentality of, oh, I can't do it, I'll never be able to do it. Instead, it should be like, well, I can learn how to do it. You know, go to a class or something, I can learn how to do it. And it's like, when I think about what I really can do, it's like, you know, I can do a university degree. During a pandemic, I know there's a lot of us that can say that we have, but it's quite out of the norm, or at least was out of the norm, to say that you've done that. Especially when it hit right in the middle of the 3 years. So it's been tough, but You know, I'm here, I've graduated, and you know, like I said, I'm doing an MA. I'm going on to do that, so that's what I can do, you know, about the writing music. I can play guitar. I'm always learning, of course I am. There's always new songs to learn, or new chords, or progressions, or literally anything. Anything you think of, you can probably learn it. So yeah, it's just always a learning experience. So obviously I can do that. God, what else can I do? I can cook. I never used to be able to, but it's just reading a recipe and trial and error. That's literally all there is to it. There's no, oh, I can cook, I can't cook. Like, everyone can use their hands and brain to create a really tasty meal, ultimately, even if you're a student. I always thought maybe I'd live off pot noodles, but like, no, absolutely not. As I'm recording this, my mum's calling me. I'm home for the summer. That's just how it is. I'll be back in a sec. Okay, I am back. She just wanted to know what I went for dinner, which, come to think of it, strange timing, very, very strange timing, but purely a coincidence. Anyway, let's get back to it. So, you know, I guess it's all about mindset. I mean, I know we're always told that, you know, if you've ever done, I mean, if you're in your 20s, you probably have done some form of counselling, especially because mental health problems are such a large part of our generation. But, you know, it's always told, oh, you need to change your mindset, you know, kind of like half glass full opposed to half glass empty. I like to think I'm half glass full, and most of the time I am, but I'm awful at having that half empty mindset. And it's all down to perfectionism. It's like a lot of things I avoid and I procrastinate because, you know, I want it to be perfect. And if I have a fear that I can't do it perfectly, then if I don't do it at all, then I can't not do it perfect. Which, you know, gets me nowhere at times. So like, for example, so I've started sort of a bit of summer work, is what I can say. And I was putting it off for like 2-3 weeks when my friends were sort of starting it, just because I had this huge fear that, like, oh, I'm not going to be able to produce the results that, you know, that I need to produce. When in reality, there is no perfect way to do it. You just got to do it. And that's literally all there is to it. So I guess it's just, I mean, this isn't YouTube where you can leave comments underneath and we can have a conversation by any means. That's very strange to me. Obviously I'm from that like YouTube generation, so if you could share it with me on Twitter at perfectionistpc, that would be great. I'd love to hear sort of your stories. So obviously this is an introduction. This is the first podcast. I was terrified recording this, or before I started recording. It's actually quite nice. It's just like talking to, you know, a possible audience, so talking to yourself for a while. But it's like, even this, I was like, oh, I can't do it, I have to do it a certain way, it has to be perfect. But this whole podcast is about how being perfect is literally not even a thing. It, like, societal norms say it should be a thing, but it's not, like, anyone could tell you that. So obviously, you know, this podcast, where do I want it to go? Well, you know, I started it because I've been putting it off for so long, and I finally found, you know, what I want it to be about. I want to feature people who I do think could share their wisdom and just share their experiences, just about difficulties of everyday life. You know, there's all sort of expectations that we not only sort of expect of other people, but we put so much pressure on ourselves to be, well, perfect. Even down to, you know, what we're gonna wear. Have I done my makeup right? You know, if you wear makeup. You know, pressures to, like over lockdown, there were people are putting so much pressure on themselves to, oh, I need to better myself, in the sense that, oh, I need to have learned a new hobby, like I need to learn how to knit, oh, I need to learn a foreign language, I need to start doing exercise, I need to stop eating less, I need to go on a diet. Like, no. Just do what you want. I think if you force yourself to do things that you don't want to do, then you won't enjoy it. I know that firsthand. It's like running, okay? I've always wanted to be a person who goes for a run, you know, like, hey guys, I'm going for a run. That's just not me. Every time I do it, I overdo it because I'm like, well, my body should be able to do that. Then I end up pulling about 10,000 muscles and then I don't do it again. And then a couple weeks later, I start that cycle again. Nothing is consistent because it's not perfect. But the whole point is that why should I have to be, if running's not my thing, it's not my thing, you know. I've always found weights are my thing. They make me feel really, really good. And no matter what, as long as you get your body moving, you know, we should be grateful that our bodies can move, you know. And especially being stuck inside for so much of last year has just made me realize how much I take for granted just being able to go outside and move around and see new things and see new people. See, I thrive off of being around people. Even if I'm not talking to anyone, just absorbing other people's energies and, you know, seeing life, that is what keeps me going. And there are times that I deprive myself of that when I don't feel like I deserve it. I don't look perfect. I can't go out today because people will think I don't look perfect. No more of that. Like, this is a note to myself right now. No more of that, okay? Do what you love, and who cares what anybody else thinks? Because no one cares, I guarantee you that. I hope to be recording this, you know, or releasing an episode a good every couple of weeks. You know, as a marketing student, this is an interesting experiment as well for me. Can I put what I know to actual practice, or is it just going to be another learning curve? I guess we'll find out. But I do have some exciting people coming up on, you know, as guests. And in a few weeks' time, one of my best friends, my closest friends, will be on here, and we'll just be talking about, we share a very similar mindset. I don't know if any of you have done the MBTI test, you know, the Myers-Briggs personality test. I'm sure we all have, especially Gen Z. We've all done it. So I am an ENFP, which might tell you quite a lot about myself. An ENFPT, to be more specific, which means I'm very outgoing, very extroverted, sometimes introverted, but not very often. This friend of mine is exactly the same. Our scores and percentages were almost identical. So it'll be interesting to see sort of how that one turns out. I'm excited for it. I'm very excited for the future, including, you know, moving to London, starting a new life there, somewhere I've always wanted to be, somewhere that makes me feel at home. I've missed it. I've missed not going during the pandemic. I've really missed it. But, you know, I'll be up there soon. So hopefully I'll have some more exciting guests there as well. And I just want to say thank you for listening to, you know, the first episode of Perfectionist. You can also find us on Twitter at PerfectionistPC. Perfectionist Pod was sadly too long. It was a character too long. So, you know, forgive me for that one. But, you know, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a good review on wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. I assume it's either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Not to be biased to any brands, but, you know, that's what I assume. Again, I'm still learning. And my DMs on Twitter are open to any suggestions or thoughts you had about this episode. I would really love to know what you think. And ultimately, if you've taken time to listen to this, thank you. It's scary putting yourself out there. But I've done it now. I can't take it back. Well, I could take it back, but I'm not going to.